and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, North State. This is Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club here in Reading. Welcome to Wellgate Wellness. And this Saturday morning, we are pleased to have a good friend, a industry leader in the fitness industry, and really one of the most forward-thinking professionals in our industry. And we're going to talk today about it's never too late to start, getting started on a wellness program. And joining us today is Mark Digesti, a dear friend, somebody who's a passionate advocate for the power of coaching. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Rich. Really excited to be on board.
So, Mark, start off by telling us a little bit about your background. Give the listeners a little indication of how long you've been in the business, what you specialize in, and a little bit about what you're doing right now.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show, guys. And I've been in the fitness industry for a little over 11 years now. Born and raised in Reno, Nevada, just right over the hill east of you guys in Reading. And I'm a product of Exos, formerly Athlete Performance. I was with them for a little over 3 years. Started off in 2005. I did my internship with them and then worked with them for a little over 2.5 years. That's how I actually met Rich Novelli. He was my boss at that time. I worked for the United States ski team as their strength conditioning coach for the disabled side for a little over 2 years. And then that led me back to Reno, Nevada, where I brought my gorgeous wife, Jenny DeJesse, back, and we started Performance EU. And we have been in business for a little north of 6 years now, and we are an assessment-driven performance training facility, which means every single athlete client that comes through the doors, we assess them coming in, and we design each individual training program for them.
Now, you graduated from Chico, correct? Chico State?
Correct.
And you
right,
got your
right down south of five.
You've got your bachelor's degree in exercise physiology with a minor in kinesiology, right?
Correct.
So you're a science guy. You know what you're talking about when it comes to the movement of the body, the systems, structure, musculature, all of that.
Yes.
Fantastic. So tell us about Performance EDU a little bit. What got you started in that, and kind of what's the premise behind that whole operation that you've set up?
I mean, one of the biggest things that brought me back to Reno was the skiing side of things. And what started Performance EDU was the background of the science background, and realistically the kinesiology backing, need to say that we like to say nerd talk around the training facility a lot here in Reno is we like to break down movement, and we like to challenge ourselves as coaches. And the assessment-driven training side of things challenges us as coaches much more. And when we challenge ourselves as coaches, we challenge our clients and we challenge our athletes, and we educate our athletes and our clients a lot more, which challenges them to really understand and learn going forward, which makes things more passionate, and which makes things more experienced, which makes things for them really have much better time, and they learn a lot during this time as well.
Now Mark is an old soul, as I like to say. He's one of he's somebody I really respect a tremendous amount. He's a young guy, but he's packed a lot of experience in his short life. And one of the things that, you know, gives him this great deal of expertise is that he's worked with, you know, deconditioned individuals, young athletes, disabled athletes, professional athletes. Mark and I were privileged enough to work with Exos, which is now called Athletes Performance, based out of Phoenix. And these are the guys that work with the top 1% of athletes around the world, and are some of the, you'll recognize them off of the NFL Combine features on ESPN. And Mark and I both got a chance to work there, and that's kind of where we met. We also worked on a project in Los Angeles called Core Performance, which was an offshoot of the Athletes Performance model. So, Mark, you know, based on all this accumulation of experience, you've been able to integrate all this into a system that really, I think, really speaks to how personal training and coaching has changed over the years from somebody who was cracking the whip to somebody who really is now a scientist in many ways. And maybe you can explain how that has evolved for you in your approach to training individuals.
It has, Rich. It has changed quite a bit. And from the time that Rich and I met, it went very, very scientific, where they thought that machines and they thought that phones and they thought that programs online were going to start driving the product and driving people and the way that training was going to go. But I realized that the trainer and the trust and the respect of training programs were going to be lost, because what individuals really enjoy is they enjoy commitment, they enjoy accountability, they enjoy trust, they enjoy communication, and they enjoy accountability. And each individual that walks through the doors of Performance EDU, they really enjoy the energy of each individual coach that we have here on the team. And they enjoy talking to people. And I think that's where I believe that technology nowadays is really lacking. Where the coaching really comes in is really the voice of the coach and the knowledge of the coach, where that's where the systems really is lacking. So I think that's the biggest thing that there's kind of the hiccup in between where the big techie side of training is coming in, but we can really dive into the techie side and kind of incorporate the two where they gel very well together.
Now this so-called tech kind of approach, it has as much value for the deconditioned individual, which obviously is unfortunately a very large part of our population, to the elite athlete, right? I mean, the gap seems to me to be closing tremendously between even the medical side of assessment and the training side, the conditioning side of assessment, where coaches, you know, certainly true professionals have to really marry those two to understand the best approach for these individuals, as well as just the general exercise platform. Would you say that's a true statement, Mark?
Correct. I mean, the biggest thing as a coach, you really have to, you know, and this is where the initial assessment is very important. You really have to draw a roadmap for that initial client to come in, or that athlete, and really have them understand, you know, is the scientific measure going to be the most important value with this next month or 2 months or 12 months? Or are you really going to dive into the scientific backing and gel the two together where they're both going to kind of meet and go forward? So a lot of people have come into the facility and said, hey, I've really been doing this program design, but it really hasn't worked for me because, you know, I've done it for a month and I've just lost the accountability, but, you know, I really need a push and I really need a coach to be able to help me out. So needless to say, it's nothing against the program design, but they really need the extra push and they really need the extra accountability to help out.
Right. Now, obviously, we're into the beginning of 2016, new year, New Year's resolutions. You know, individuals are thinking seriously about, you know, possibly hiring a personal trainer or a coach or getting into group sessions. You know, from a coaching perspective, you're a coach. What should individuals be looking for when being able to make a good selection for a personal trainer?
That's a million-dollar question. You know, the biggest thing when you're looking at, you know, a coach, in my opinion, if I was to walk into a facility, the first thing that I would look for is energy. You know, the attention to detail with a coach. So, for instance, if somebody's walking into the door, the four objectives that our entire team has here is building trust, communication, creating success, and finding value. And those are the four assets that we have in every single client that walks through the door. And being able to have those four objectives really ties into the entire training component that we have here. Being able to pick a personal trainer, you know, I don't really consider, you know, the background and certifications and things like that. I really look at knowledge. I really look at how the assessment is driven. I really look at program design. But really, I look at how their energy is. I really look at how their energy is day in and day out.
Right.
You know, the personal training industry is a very, very tough. It's very, very grindful, meaning a lot of trainers get to work. For instance, myself gets to work at 3:45 in the morning, and we don't leave until 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock at night. So it's very tedious, and it goes a long way. So when I say keeping that plateau and keeping that energy up, you know, keeping that energy very consistent from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and showing your client and showing that athlete that you're staying very consistent with your energy the entire time, that's a great coach.
Great.
And never showing your problems to your client or to your athlete. So those are the things that I kind of push out. Looking at the price points, obviously, you know, the biggest thing nowadays is looking at package deals and looking at price points and seeing value.
Mark, hold that thought. We're running up against our first break here, and we'll pick up on this topic when we return. Again, we're speaking with Mark Digesti. This is Wellgate Wellness, and we'll be back after these short messages.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
All right, we're back. And thank you for staying with us this afternoon. We're speaking with Mark Digesti from Performance EDU. It's a high-end performance training center based out of Reno, Nevada. And Mark and his lovely bride, Jen, have built a business out there really based on an assessment-driven kind of criteria that really helps identify for individuals, whether they're deconditioned or whether they're high-end athletes, the best way to approach training. And that's important. And Mark, I wanted to kind of pick up kind of where we left off and talk a little bit about this idea that, hey, we're into the new year. A lot of people have, you know, the best intentions of getting into some kind of a fitness program, but they really don't know where to start. So, you know, I'd like you to talk a little bit about initially, you know, is it ever, you know, too late to get started for people? And you know, how do they approach this decision of, you know, what to do and where to go?
The biggest thing, Rich, is, you know, that I tell everybody, the hardest part is walking through the door. And picking the right personal trainer when you walk through the door, that personal trainer is going to welcome them with either energy, a very strong voice, or they're going to guide them right through the process. So, A, it's never too late. B, if they pick that right personal trainer, that personal trainer is going to have a great script for them, and it's going to have a great plan. Plan meaning they're going to have that first month already taken care of, and it's going to start with a great assessment. And the assessment's going to lead right into a fantastic program design. And that program design is going to lead into, obviously, their goals. And then right after that first month, they're going to be reassessed. And then the process will start all over again.
So individuals should really be asking some pretty, you know, important questions. I mean, are we just jumping into this program? Are we just jumping into training? Or am I going to get some kind of evaluation? And are you going to talk to me about things like, you know, what's my why? Why am I here? I think oftentimes we put so much trust and faith into a coach, but, you know, they're only as good as the information that they have, right? So, you know, what questions should I be asking of a coach when I'm trying to make a decision as to what kind of trainer that I'm going to be using, what kind of environment I should be in? Are there specific questions that, you know, kind of top two or three questions that I should be asking a coach before I make a decision?
Great questions there. the biggest thing is when a prospect comes into a training facility, the better the training facility, the more comfortable that person's going to feel. Meaning, when the person walks in, everything should be scripted out. So when the assessment starts, the individual will sign up, they'll have their part view, they'll have all the medical injury history all taken care of.
So let's back up a second. I'm sorry. You mentioned a word that I'm sure a lot of our listeners aren't familiar with, a part view. What does that mean?
Part view is just basically going over all of their background from injury, medical history, risks for the personal trainer to understand if there's any background injuries that have been going on that we should know about. Any type of medications that they'll be dealing with, and if there's any red flags, for instance, that we should be worried about, then we, if for instance they're on any medications that we as a personal trainer don't feel comfortable with, then we'll refer them back to a doctor. But if everything looks okay and we want to move forward, then we'll move forward with all the regular questions. And we'll sit them down.
So there is a responsibility from the facility's perspective, whether it be a gym or a sports club or whatever it might be, that to make sure that they evaluate, ask the right questions, and really it's for the protection of the member, the client, to make sure that
very
they get the
so.
Data that's going to create the most efficient and effective program for them, right?
Very much so, yes.
So we've got a PAR-Q, and then we go into other assessment types of protocol, and what might some of those other things be?
Well, at Performance EDU, we have a functional movement screen, and a functional movement screen is it's a seven-site movement screen, but we go over four movement screens. And the easiest way that I can relate this is it's four movements that we do in everyday life. It's an overhead squat. It's an inline lunge or hurdle step and a push-up rotary stability test. By going over these different type of movements that we do with our screens, we will make a judgment of a 0, 1, 2, or 3 score. And by scoring this of a 0, 1, 2, or 3, we actually will score this from based upon a scoring system. And we'll score this either with tissue issues, mobility issues, or stability issues. And by being able to score that, we can be able to write a program design. So this goes back into more of what we say in Performance EDU, our nerd talk. But when we actually go through this, we educate you. We have more of an understanding of why we have imbalances or why there might be pain during these movements or why you actually score very, very well during this time. So when we actually finalize that test and we come back into the room and we go over everything that we do during the assessment, we design the program based upon your needs. And during that entire assessment, those are the questions that you will actually have before you will come into the facility. So what I'd like to say to each individual person that comes in, any questions that you might have before you come in, or any questions that I might have during that assessment, everything will be answered during that time. I always like to have everything as an open forum during that assessment. So the questions that people might want to answer or might have questions during that time or might be scared to answer or to ask during that, we typically will answer during that assessment.
Right. So this assessment is really designed to get to the core of their why. So, for example, you know, at Wellgate Sports Club, we have a specific assessment protocol. And again, we should tell our listeners that, you know, this is not very, very exhausting. In fact, in most of the times, you don't even necessarily need to get into workout clothes for this assessment. But you should at very minimum expect when you walk in the door, if you're interested in some kind of a personal training program, whether it be one-on-one or small group training or even team training, that the coach, the personal trainer, is going to provide you with a specific protocol of assessment so that they can identify the areas that you want and that they have identified you need to improve on. So it's not as simple anymore as walking walking in and having somebody take a clipboard and say, well, let's get on each piece of equipment in the gym, and you're all set. The assessment is really designed to add tremendous value to what the coach is going to be able to identify are the areas that you need to walk in. A lot of our members come into the club, and they're about improving the quality of their life. They're not necessarily about looking better in a bathing suit. That would be a plus. They're really about saying things like, you know, I want to be able to go and take a long hike without pain. I want to be able to lift my grandkids without pain. I want to be able to take the groceries out of the car without pain. I've got chronic back. I've got chronic leg. I've got chronic knee injuries. And so those are the things that an assessment, especially this FMS portion, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mark, but these are the specific areas that an assessment is designed to identify, because you may have chronic pain in your shoulder that may be related to a hip problem. Is that right?
Correct.
So, you know, again, this is not the old days where you used to walk in and just be happy to have somebody take you through a quick half-hour tour of the club and throw you on a couple pieces of equipment. We're really talking about the expectation nowadays of really, demanding that a coach have a set of protocol to identify your starting point, whether it be weights and measurements, whether it be functional movement screen, or whether it be, you know, this par queue of asking you questions that identify medical risks, but also the best way to approach a performance-driven improvement for functionality and overall wellness. And so, you know, that's really number one that we want to get across today is it's not necessarily a nice to do anymore. Personal training, especially when you get into small groups of 2 to 4, 2 to 5, or even team training, which can be as small as 7 and as large as 20, are very affordable for people, even here in the North State, certainly at Wellgate Sports Club. And it brings a new dynamic. It brings a social aspect to training that, you know, one-on-one doesn't necessarily have, although as Mark's talked about, and he can expand on, that's truly one of the benefits of having a truly connected coach is that they're there for you, they're there for your why, and it's not just about lifting weights or jumping or running on a treadmill. It's about really connecting with that person and enjoying the journey of getting into good shape, good health. Sorry, Mark, I rambled on a little bit there, but
not a problem.
So let's talk about, is it too late? I mean, can a 60-year-old or a 70-year-old or a, you know, even a 30-year-old that's completely out of shape, is it ever too late to really get started on something like this?
Never. My favorite clients are mid-60s, early 70s, and my 4 or 5 day a weeker is 81 years old. And they've been with me 5-6 years, and that was their main concern was, is it too late for me to start? And that's the biggest question when they walk in the door, because they see a younger trainer like myself. I don't consider myself younger at 34, but
trust me, you are, dude. You are. Don't even go there.
They see my background and they see who I've worked with, and I tell everybody my favorite client to train is the 55 and above. And this is the question that Rich posed to me before this morning was, what does a coach get out of working with a member? And my most exciting thing that as a coach coming to work every single day is what I learn from people. And anybody that's north of 55, 60 years old, I get to learn what they've done in life. And that's my most that's what I get to learn every single day. That's one of my best experiences with who I get to work with when it comes to the 55 and aboves, because they get to work with somebody of my generation, and I get to work with somebody of their generation, and it's kind of an apples and oranges type of effect, but they get the best of both worlds, and I do as well. So no, it's never too late, and those are the people that get the most out of the product that I serve, and then also my team as well.
Well, certainly, you know, a real true assessment, you know, science-based assessment-driven start to any kind of personal training program, I would imagine would be even more important for somebody who's older, just because of illness and injury, and medical conditions that crop up as just a part of all of us getting a little bit older and aging, is even that much more critical. All right. So, you know, Mark, when we come back, I want to continue this discussion. We are speaking to Mark Digesti, who is the founder of Performance EDU out in Reno. And, you know, over the last 10 years, Mark has built his business and his experience in this area. And we're going to tap into that a little bit more when we come back. This is Rich Novelli, and we are Wellgate Wellness. And we'll be back after a few short messages.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
We're back. Welcome, everybody. Again, we're talking to Mark Digesti from Performance EDU. This is Rich Novelli from Wellgate Sports Club. And we're talking about this beginning of the year, how everybody is kind of looking to get back in shape, and the opportunities in today's fitness market to really utilize a performance-based coach, a personal trainer, if you will. Hey, you're not just locked into the old one-on-one and paying hundreds of dollars for that expertise anymore. It's really much more affordable. It is certainly something that you should look into as you're considering your wellness options. And at Wellgate Sports Club, we are privileged to have a very experienced group of personal trainers that not only specialize in one-on-one, but also small group training, team training. We've just introduced our TNT team training program that's starting here in another week. And also, we have been privileged enough to have the only saltwater indoor pool in Reading, and we have a personal trainer who specializes and is highly credentialed in personal training in the water. So if you have injuries, it's a nice way to get into the water where you can utilize the soothing feeling of the salt water, the warm water, and still be doing some exercises that creates a lot of easier way to get eased into back into a conditioning mode. So, Mark, let's continue on our journey here. Let's talk about this idea of a lot of people that, you know, make serious New Year's resolutions. I'm going to get in, I'm going to get in shape, and don't realize that it's taken you, you know, 50 years to get out of shape. You're not going to get in shape in, you know, 1 week, 1 day, 1 month. How do you approach this from a training perspective? You've done your assessment, you've identified some of the functionality issues that we all kind of have over the years. How do you get people to understand the benefits of, like, small gains versus, you know, going, you know, bat out of hell with your hair on fire kind of thing?
I've been fortunate enough to have, as we like to call it at Performance EDU, a great culture and a great family. So the individuals that have come into Performance EDU and walk through the doors have all been referrals, and they've, everybody that has sold Performance EDU from a referral basis has understood that a walk through the door, it's not a race, it's a marathon effect. So I haven't had to sell the fact that a month is all it's going to take. So fortunately, we sell all of our packages at 3 to 12 month packages. So the progressions in our program design has always been a 3 to 12 month periodization. So my life as a coach and the way that I program and the way that our team programs is very, very easy. So, but the biggest thing is the consistency versus intensity, and the quality over quantity effect is a big factor, and the way that we program is huge, and the way that we periodize is huge. So to make that a little bit easier is is the way that we write out our programs is always more of a 3-month program. So we don't write a program and say this is our first week of a program. We lay everything out and say this is week 1, week 2, week 3, week 4, and it goes all the way out to 3 months. So we want all of our clients and all of our members and all of our athletes to come in and say, okay, instead of just seeing one day of a program, that we're going to see the entire 3 months, and it's very easy for them to visualize it, and it's very easy for them to come in and say, I'm going to sign up for those 3 months, and because I see everything right in front of me.
Right. Good. That's fantastic. A lot of people talk about, geez, I got back into the club, and I'm sore. My trainer is just killing me, but... is there any problem with pushing back a little bit? I'm out of shape. I really need to get with a personal trainer, but I'm a little bit nervous about going too hard. A lot of times we put so much faith and trust into, these coaches' hands. But it does come back to how you feel. I mean, you've got to listen to your body, right?
Correct. And that comes back to really, really understanding and trusting your personal trainer and really understanding program design at the same time. So, no pain, no gain is really stuck with a lot of people. I don't believe in that. But you also at the end of the day, you see a lot of people training 5 days a week. I'm a huge advocate for that as well, but you have to understand how to program those 5 days a week as well. So, meaning a lot of clients and athletes, if they do train 5 days a week, they don't train very, very hard those 5 days a week. But you have to understand how to balance that training program 5 days a week. So, like you said, you guys have a great swimming pool, great hydrotherapy, massage therapy. Be able to integrate a lot of those, the hydrotherapy and the soft tissue effect, to be able to take care of your body along the way.
Now you just mentioned something about the power of consistency over intensity. You're an advocate for training more days, coming into the club and working out more days, but not necessarily with the same body parts or the same ways. You've got things like what's called active recovery, and maybe you can expand on that. So what's your approach? I mean, is it more important to be coming in more frequently but not maybe working as hard, or is it really all about pushing as hard as you can?
Well, realistically, what we try to push with a lot of our clients here is we would love to see you all the time, and that's perfectly fine with us. But program design around that is we have a great 2 days on, and then we have an active recovery right in the middle, and then we have another 2 days on. So our active recovery just means that we're going to drop a lot of those loading patterns, meaning the amount of weight or volume that we're placing in there, and we'll drop it around 30, 40, 50%. So if you're accustomed to bench pressing for, say, 185 pounds, we're going to take around 50 or 60% off of that, and we'll still do the amount of the same repetitions. We're just going to keep your body active, and we're going to still let your body do what it's accustomed to doing instead of allowing your body to just take full rest and full recovery during that time.
Now, does that change for people that are deconditioned? Does that change for people that are older, or is that the same? Is that the same basic strategy for anybody?
If, for instance, if we had somebody that was deconditioned in here that came walking through the doors, I would typically say 2 to 3 days per week of them coming in, and then we would probably have their loading patterns, much, much less. It would be more of a body weight type of training protocol for them, and then we would reassess them probably after 3 or 4 weeks to see how they're doing.
Gotcha.
But the biggest thing is, from a training protocol standpoint, but also this is where coaching comes in, is how are we communicating with our clients? How are we communicating with our athletes? We really have to understand how to talk to them. So the big thing for myself is I'm communicating 60 minutes or 90 minutes within that training session. That doesn't stop after they leave the doors. I'm communicating with them once I leave my facility. I'm emailing them at night. I'm texting with them at night if they text or if they want me to text them. And then I'm also following up with them in the morning to see how they're feeling as well. So the trust and the communication is always going to be within that client, and then also with that trainer relationship as well.
So they should expect, you know, again, when they're looking for a good personal trainer, they should expect somebody that's going to reach out to them and communicate with them. Certainly in this day and age, there's no lack of communication protocols here, whether it be texting, email, phone call, you know, just yelling across the room for crying out loud, that you can get a hold of somebody and make sure that they're in touch. I mean, to me, that shows a commitment from the personal trainer, and that tells me that I've got somebody who's really looking out for my best interests.
Correct.
Good. You know, that comes back to relationship, and, you know, I too, am a big believer that a big part of someone's ability to commit to really be consistent is to have a good working relationship with the trainer. And they're, you know, they're part, you know, coach, they're part, you know, friend, they're part doctor, you know, they're part, you know, psychologist. And you really need to be particular and find somebody that you really connect with, because it's not just all about coming in and doing the exercises. It's about the process. And for anybody that's considering this kind of direction for themselves, which we recommend, you know, I want to expand on, you know, why this is so important. Again, nowadays we talk about that cost is not a limiting factor anymore in identifying and using a personal trainer. You could do your homework. Again, it's not just about the trainer, but, you know, the club that you're going to be utilizing. Is the environment good for you? Do you feel like you're warmed and welcomed every time you come in? Do they know who you are? Are you building a relationship with, you know, the club as well as with the personal trainer? But, you know, there are a lot of benefits in addition to just, you know, having somebody that's going to crack the whip. Maybe you can talk a little bit about those, Mark. What do you see as the benefits to the value add of working with a trainer or a coach in deference to just doing it by yourself?
Well, the biggest thing is obviously knowledge and experience. You build relationships, you know, is the biggest thing. But you learn things throughout that time that you're obviously with that coach or with that personal trainer. The biggest thing that I like to teach any one of my clients or any one of my athletes, what did you learn during that 60 to 90 minutes? What was the top three things that you learned? And we like to, as the team here at Performance CDU, we like to really pose a lot of questions, and we like to give back to the session per se or the person that's in the session. So we like to make a lot of our sessions and a lot of our, group sessions more education based and more so challenge based. But that's the biggest thing that we want to give back to our sessions and to all of our clients is, what are you getting out of the investment that you're creating for us? And that's the biggest thing that I see when I go back to Illinois or Chicago and I go to these big body gyms and I watch a lot of these trainers is, what's the value that a lot of these clients are getting from these personal trainers? And I don't see a lot of it, you know, nowadays. So that's one of the things that drives me when I come back to Performance CDU is, what can I give more? What can I give more? And what can I give more? And the education is very, very big, and it's very, very good. And that's the reason why every single coach that's here has clients that have been with them for 6 years, 7 years, 8 years, 9 years, 10 years, 3, 4, or 5 days a week. And that's the reason why the retention is so high. And that's the reason why everybody feels more like a family here.
And I think what you're talking a lot about here is value. I mean, certainly the educational component is huge, that, you know, people that are educated on how to condition themselves, how to take care of themselves, how to get in better shape, are certainly more likely to be able to make the changes that they need in their lifestyle to improve it. So, you know, at the end of the day, I want to take this to the next level and really talk about value in choosing a trainer and choosing a club. So when we get back, we're going to finish up our last segment and talk a little bit more about the power of a personal trainer, what assessment should lead to, and what the end goal is when you're working with a trainer. We are speaking with Mark Digesti, who is the founder and president of Performance EDU in Reno, Nevada. This is Rich Novelli, and you're listening to Wellgate Wellness. We'll be right back.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
All right, we are back. This is Rich Novelli, and you're listening to Wellgate Wellness on this Saturday morning. We're talking with Mark Digesti, and we are continuing our journey as you consider in this new year how you're going to utilize your resources to get back in shape or to improve on your performance. And again, we're talking about not just elite athletes or people that are looking to get into competitive athletic performance, but we're talking about people that are deconditioned, that haven't worked out for a long time. You know, we are all struggling in this country with adult obesity. And unfortunately, we're also looking at young adult obesity as being a big problem in this country. And unfortunately, the North State seems to lead the way in some of these areas. So we're trying to talk about solutions. We're trying to give you some information and educate you on the best way to make choices as you take a look at how you're going to get yourself back in shape. And we certainly hope you take advantage of these. Wellgate Sports Club is a upscale, premium-based sports club here in Reading. And we certainly try to provide an environment that welcomes everybody, but specifically the mature and professional residents of this community. And a big part of what we promote is, you know, what is your why? Why are you coming into the club? Well, I want to get in shape, or I want to lose weight. Yes, but why do you want to do that? And I think that that's a big, important part of the assessment process that we've been talking about. You know, we've mentioned this idea of a parquet where the questions of what is your why should be asked and answered. And you should know when you go into a gym what your why is, because how are you going to be able to make a good choice in coming into a club and putting down your hard-earned dollars for a membership and really not know what you're trying to get out of it? Weight loss can be done in a variety of different ways, but, you know, certainly at Wellgate, we truly try to promote a comprehensive approach to wellness, which includes nutrition, fitness, mindset, community, and it's a complete environment. But what we're talking about specifically today is really getting into the club, identifying what kind of club is best for you, identifying what your why is, and then picking a personal trainer, picking a group program that's going to be best to meet your why, your goals. And so in talking with Mark this morning, we've kind of covered a lot of topics, and we've talked about the benefits of making small gains versus really kind of going all out and getting sore and getting frustrated and not coming back in, that your personal trainer should really identify a program that's not just 1 week out, but really should be 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months out as to what we're going to accomplish, how we're going to get there. And then, Mark, talk a little bit about, you know, this reassessment process. I mean, here is, again, we get back to this science-based approach where you've done a parquet where we've talked about people's why and identified medical concerns and functionality issues that we're going to have to overcome as coaches. We've talked about the functional movement screen, which is really just basic movements that we can then score and help provide a baseline, if you will, of functionality for people. And then we talk about the basics of weighing people, measuring them for body fat, those kind of things. Talk to me about when is the optimal time that as individuals we should be expecting to get reassessed, and when should we start to see real improvements if we're going to go forward and use a coach?
The typical reassessment time is anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. And it really comes down to, as Performance EDU has, is the mission statement, Wellgate is the why, and others is typical goals. So how much weight did we actually lose? Was that their typical goal? is the functional movement screen did we get from a 13 to a 15? Or realistically, did we get from the skiing pattern back into a hip hinge of 2 or 3 degrees? What is their goal? What was the reason for them to come in the first place? That's the first reason for the reassessment. The second portion of it is, what's the next goal from week 6 to week 12? That's really what the next portion of the reassessment is all about.
So you reassess. Hopefully, you expect that you're going to see some improvements in all these areas. That certainly, from a psychological perspective, is going to give people, you know, energize them to say, "Hey, I am making some wonderful gains," as I know you like to say. That's gains with a Z.
with a Z.
But you know, that people should expect that it may not necessarily be in body image, but it's certainly going to be in functionality, strength. You know, pain relief, you know, in a lot of these areas. I mean, that should be the expectation, at least within that first 4 to 6 weeks. Is that fair enough?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And I agree with that. And if you're not seeing that, then you should really be questioning kind of what kind of workout that you're doing and reassess your why. And you may need to change coaches. And that's perfectly acceptable in this environment nowadays, right, Mark? I mean, you're not locked into one person or one way of doing things.
No, not at all. I mean, you're going to see in the first couple of sessions if it's a right fit for you. As I like to say in the initial assessment when we're first sitting down, it has to be a right fit both ends. I have to be able to have trust in my client, and my client has to be able to have trust in me. And each individual personal trainer or coach has to say that from both ways. That's the biggest thing in the relationship that you have with your client and with your personal trainer. That's a big key.
So if I come into a club, I've got somebody that's either assigned to me or somebody that, you know, I've explained kind of what I'm looking for, and there's not a real connection there. I mean, it's perfectly acceptable to go back up to the desk and say, look, this may not be working out. I really want to try somebody different. Again, nowadays, especially with the way the assessments are done, at least you should expect an assessment to be done. If an assessment is not done, you should really be questioning what that coach is working off of to generate a program that's in your best interest. I mean, I can't understand how nowadays, especially with the technology that we have, that you can go into a facility and not have somebody give you a basic assessment to start you off. If you don't get that, I would not walk but run in the other direction when it comes to that particular coach.
Correct.
You know, it is perfectly acceptable to go to the club manager and say, you know, I would like to try somebody else in order to get the best value for my buck. And that should not be a problem, right?
If you're having that feeling right off the bat, you're going to have that feeling halfway through, and it's going to be even more uncomfortable, you know, with those next 5 or 6 sessions.
So Mark, we touched on the value of personal training that nowadays, I mean, you look at every elite athlete in this world, Tiger Woods and LeBron James, it doesn't matter who they are, they all work with a coach or coaches. So, you know, you never reach a point, at least from this is their livelihood, of course, but you don't see anybody saying, well, I can do it on my own nowadays. And I think it, in some respects, it's a little bit foolhardy for any of us to walk into a club, a gym, if you will, and say, well, I can do this all on my own. There's a lot of science packed into getting yourself healthy and doing it in a smart and safe way. So the value of that coach's knowledge would be number one. But, I mean, what are some of the other reasons that I'm going to want to spend my hard-earned dollars on a personal trainer? Some of the things that come to mind for me are, you know, the value that you get. I mean, you're going to be able to get where you want to get faster than if you were to do it by yourself, certainly safer than if you were to do it by yourself. But maybe you can expand on those things and other reasons why this is a good choice to spend your hard-earned dollars.
For me personally, building community, meeting new people. For instance, going to Starbucks every single day, you know, having a different routine. Obviously, it's finding finding that new routine to be able to go to. But a lot of people will say finding that new gym family. I've heard that a lot lately. That's one of the biggest things. Finding that right trainer is obviously very, very hard. And then you have to have that trusting person or that trusting referral process. Finding that value in that personal trainer or that coach is obviously highly regarded. Mm-hmm. But as the CrossFit and the group training and then having people push you, that's where that community feel is obviously really, really grasps a lot of people in the United States, and then obviously around these different communities, especially in Reno and Redding and a lot of other places that I've been to. But that's what a lot of people are kind of yearning for. But for instance, myself and the team here, I have my coaches write me programs because I do get bored with my own programs as well. I have to change it up and shake it up a little bit. If this is what I do for a living, I can only imagine what other people, you know, feel when they don't have any guidance as well.
So what you're talking about is really keeping things fresh. And that's
correct.
Important. I think that's important for consistency, is to keep things fresh. I mean, we all get bored. We don't want to constantly be doing the same machines, the same exercises. And you know, we've talked about the value of being able to provide education for the client, certainly a safer workout environment. There's a lot of protocol here to make it not just about lifting weights, but about using various accessories, balls, bands, mats, bars, that expertise comes into play so that the individual gets a safe and effective workout every time. So, you know, in an ideal situation, people are truly looking to not only improve themselves, but enjoy the journey. And that's what this is all about. If you're really looking at going at this from the perspective of a lifestyle change, then I would certainly wholeheartedly recommend that you talk to a personal trainer. But, you know, ask the questions. How long have you been doing this? What kind of credentialing do you have? What specialties, if anything, do you have? Do you understand and have worked with people with my particular needs and my why? And if you don't get satisfactory answers there, then you should move on to somebody else. So, Mark, I can't thank you enough, my friend, for spending the time with us today. At Wellgate, you know, we are taking full advantage of everybody's, top of mind concern about their health and their wellness. We are offering a tremendous promotion this month. No money down. You can get started at our club. Again, this is a premium upscale facility here in Reading, and we are privileged to serve the Reading community. But come on in and talk to us. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's very exciting this time of year, and we'd love to talk to you about what your needs are. Mark DiGesti, I can't thank you enough, my friend. It's always great to talk to you. I hope you got to say hello to Jen for me, and I hope we get to see you. See you soon. I know you guys are getting a lot of that funny white stuff up there. And that's all good for all of us here in the North State. So, you know, don't be a stranger, and I appreciate so much for your valuable insights and hope for that our listening audience has gained as much as I have today in talking to you. So thank you all, North State, for listening today. This is Rich Novelli, and you've been listening to Wellgate Wellness.
This is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State, Shasta, Reading.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Progress toward dismantling its nuclear program. But spokesman Josh Earnest says the U.S. is not ready to suspend economic sanctions just yet.
They will not be receiving any sort of sanctions relief until the IAEA has been able to independently verify that those steps have been completed.
Earnest says Iran has been known to cheat in the past, and the U.S. wants to make sure Iran doesn't cut any corners. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Norway's foreign minister says the purpose of the deadly assault on a hotel in Burkina Faso, quote, apparently is to weaken the democratic process there. He told Norway's news agency NTB that the vulnerable West African country has just gotten on its feet in terms of starting a democratic process.